escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's your Orioles cult hero? I'm glad the Last King tweeted this in. He said, Delmon Young, if not mentioned already. Let me say this. We don't care if they're mentioned already. Yeah. If that's yours, that's yours. And I mean, somebody else may call and say Jim Dwyer. Just because I said it, I mean, you can. We may share the same cult hero.
You can take it from him. And then Rob can't say it anymore. Kind of, when I said I like Hall & Oates, and he said, no.
Hall & Oates for the blacks.
No.
Hall & Oates for the blacks, man.
We got to have some blue-eyed soul. We're going to be the corniest people in the world. You got to give us some blue-eyed soul.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you already held that seat.
Oh, man. And people are chiming in with a bunch of these great ones, though. And one of my favorites, and I forgot about it. I don't know he's one of your favorites, but Nate McLaughlin, Mr. Kyrie.
Someone just put that on here, yeah.
I still remember him having that big hit, and it looked like Chris Davis fishhooked him. He had his thumb in, like checking his oil as he was lifting him up. But yeah, those were some fun times, man.
Al says, Dan Graham and Glenn Gulliver. Al, I swear to you, Dan Graham almost made my cut list. Tito Landrum bumped him. I had Jim Dwyer and Dan Graham. I thought, no, man, it's gotta be Tito Landrum. He almost made my cut list. I get it. 1979. I get it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Severn, Danny, what's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
What's a good morning to you, sir?
Mine would be the guy that I wish we still had or got back is McCann.
Yeah, I like that. How can you have James McCann that gets hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and stays in the game with blood all over his uniform? Come on, man.
And then Trey Mancini,
yes.
Yes. And then one that nobody probably would do – but me, his number was 26, McLaughlin?
I
can't remember how you say his name.
Nate McLaughlin? No, it couldn't have been Nate McLaughlin because Buck was 26. And he was.
Yeah, but he hit a walk-off home run a couple years ago.
Ryan McKenna.
Yeah, McKenna.
Yeah, Ryan McKenna.
You can have him.
How you dogging people's cold hero?
I just said he could have him. I didn't want him. I like Trey Mancini. I'm taking him from him. I get Trey Mancini. It is. Trey's one that I didn't even think of just because, like, I don't even, he was a really good player for a while here.
He was a star here when he was.
Yeah, I mean, and.
So it's hard to consider him a cold hero, but if you look at his career as a whole, when you look back on it, yeah, he would categorize as a cult hero.
What about the Wiggy Man? No? Nobody's for Ty Wigington?
No. He's awesome.
Kareem Garcia, the chubbiest center fielder you've ever seen in your life. Do you remember? They traded for picked up Kareem Garcia. I can't remember what it was. And I just went off. I'm like, this fat slob in center field. How are you putting him? First game, he hits two bombs. And guess what? 15 games later, he still had two home runs.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well.
my girlfriend was in love with this guy, Tito Landrum.
Yeah, that was mine. Tito Landrum was nice, man. I'm telling you.
My girlfriend was in love with Tito Jackson.
I'm going to tell you somebody who's not a legend, but just the name alone. Remember Drungo Hazewood?
Do you,
ever heard that name before?
For the Orioles?
Yeah, he was supposed to be a big star in the farm system or whatever. He never did make it, but his name was, look up Drungo Hazewood.
You got to spell that for me because it don't exist in Baseball Reference, bro.
What if I promise to look it up at some point?
Hazewood. Let me put an E in it.
Drunk. I don't even remember.
I just put his last name in Hazewood. It's not in there.
Is it Haywood or Hazewood?
Let me go Haywood.
Humphrey or Humphreys?
Let's go.
Antoine.
You can't be calling up, making up names now. Yeah. Brandon in Burtonsville. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Hey, my favorite was Rougned Odor.
I like that. I do like Rougned was a was a bad man. Remember, he knocked out Jose Bautista.
Yep. Joey with that high pitched voice.
That's a good one. Rougned Odor. I remember the first time I saw his name. I was hosting Mid Atlantic Sports Report. I said, "This dude's name Ruff Odor." I had to look at it again. It just came up for the Texas Rangers.
Scott would always call him Roughneck. Roughneck Odor. And then when he punches Joey Bautista in the face, you're like, all right, that stays.
I won't call you again. All right, here you go. Here we go. Which one would you rather face?
Who?
Your Baltimore Raven guy that you don't want no beef with?
Marcus Peters?
Or Rougned Odor? Marcus Peters or Rougned Odor? Which one?
Oof. You know, like,
who do you want less smoke from?
Let me just say this. I'm not afraid of any smoke.
No, it's not. I'm being afraid.
Hold on. I'm not, but I don't want smoke from those two cats. Like, one's a quiet assassin. He's not going to say anything. And that's the guy I got my eye on in Roughneck. Like, he ain't saying anything. As soon as you talk, he's attacking. Like, he just waited for Joey Bautista to come up to him. And he's like, what are you saying? Bang. But with Marcus Peters, man.
Where you from?
Yeah, where are you from? That just kind of catch you. Like,
can you imagine the conversation between those two?
Where are you from? Nah, homie, where are you from?
Yeah. Marcus Peters or Rougned Odor? Who do you want less smoke from? Buffalo Zoe, man. What it do? Buffalo Zoe, you an Oriole fan?
Yeah, man. I mean, they secondary. I'm actually Mariners since Ken Griffey days. You know that.
Man, you can't be having two T's, man.
Ken Griffey was the man right then, bro.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm hoping you can help me out with this, Rob. What was my man that used to the pimp the home runs? I want to say he had a stint in Kansas City.
He would pimp home runs here?
For us?
Yeah. Yes.
How long ago was this?
30.
How long ago was this?
I think the year when Kansas City came down here, the year that Kansas City won the World Series.
ALCS, number 30, pimp home runs.
They won the World Series that year,
pimp home runs. White dude, black dude?
White.
Pimp
I want to say he played third base sometimes and wore number 30. Well, I want to say number 30 for some reason.
Only ones back then was Mark Reynolds. Man, you got me.
That's not even ringing a bell right now. And he went to Kansas City or he played against Kansas City?
I believe after he left us, he went to Kansas City.
Jeremy Guthrie. Oh, sorry.
No, that was a pitcher.
I know, man. That's the only one I was thinking of, though.
Let me think. Oh, Steve Pierce.
Oh.
Steve Pierce?
Yeah. Oh, that's who was written?
Yeah, he didn't go to Kansas City. He went to
Boston.
He played on every team in the AL East.
He's a World Series MVP.
Yeah, Steve Pierce.
Professional hitter, Steve Pierce.
Yeah.
I got to read this text.
Go ahead.
I walked into a bar and asked for a pitcher full of beer, and they gave me Sidney Ponson.
Let's take is Darren Oriole Colt?
Yes.
Let's take one more before we go to the break. Darren, what's up, man?
Hey, I just want to say Ty Crowley.
Okay, I like that. My first game as an Oriole as a fan, Terry Crowley was still playing 1982 against Kansas City, and it was a walk off home run by Crowley.
Yes, sir.
My first game is the first game I ever attended, the greenest grass I ever saw in my life. 410-583-1057. Jerry Bembry joins us to tell us how the Knicks screwed up at 8:30. But on the other side, more Orioles baseball. Sam Cohn from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, I love this song.
I still see Carl Weathers.
You said what?
Apollo Creed.
That's right.
It's when he died.
Why you tell the ending, man? You spoiled the ending.
That wasn't the ending. That happened in the beginning. Drago killed his ass.
But you just, I mean, come on, dude. You're like, you know, you can't be telling people how what happened in the movie.
If I could change, you could change.
Everybody could change.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was his best acting job. That was his best acting job, like, ever. We can't make fun of Sylvester Stallone. Oh, dude.
Adrian.
Rocky was the best.
Joining us right now for Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Sam Cohn. What's up, Sam?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Sam, just doing some numbers here. Baltimore Orioles have played in 86 games. They've scored three or fewer runs in 42 of those games. They've been shut out 9 times. In 35 of those 42 games, they've lost. You can tell me about pitching all you want. When you score three or fewer runs in almost half your games, you, my friend, have an offensive problem.
That's right. Yeah, you mentioned that nine shutout, those nine shutouts this season. That's one more than all of 2024.
Yeah.
So I think that there are signs of guys having good nights. I think Monday was a perfect example of, like, Gunnar Henderson still has it somewhere in him. Colton Gausser can still put the ball over the fence. I think there are moments where you're seeing an offense that can be electric. And Monday was a perfect example of that. And I think, like, when you think about this series, obviously Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi are incredible pitchers. But at the end of the day, like, as an offense, if you're going to compete in this league, like, you got to put runs up. And this offense hasn't done that. And I think that to some extent the Orioles might be hoping or are definitely hoping, like, okay, hey, you get Jordan Westberg back in the next couple days, hopefully. Tyler O'Neill is going to rejoin the team this weekend. Either of those are guarantees that that improves the offense holistically. But, I mean, you're looking at an offense that has been quiet for the most part. And, yes, you mentioned the pitching. Like, pitching's been better than it was earlier this year. It's not great. Guys like Tomoyuki Sugano have tailed off a little bit, especially in his last couple starts. But, I mean, you want to talk about the offense. It's nowhere near where it should be and where a lot of people expected it would be coming into the season.
Hey, I'm kind of curious. We talked about Ryan O'Hearn quite a bit and what a cool season it's been for him, all the things that he's gone through to get to this point. Even the call in the dugout, calling mom and letting her know. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from him, and do we see him on this team after the trade deadline?
Yeah, man, he's had a really great year. Like you said, he's got a cool story. It's been fun to see him get to this point. When we talked to him yesterday before the game, he walked up to us just with the biggest smile on his face. Like, it's clear how much this means to him and the journey that he's taken to get to this point. Do I think he's on this team after the trade deadline? I don't. I think you have to get what you can in return for guys like him and Cedric Mullins, which is a shame because those are two of the best guys in the clubhouse, both in terms of leadership style for the team and in terms of when talking to the media, they're pretty forward about the fate of the ball club conversations and just being honest about where they are with things. So, obviously it'd be a shame for the fan base and for all of us if Brian O'Hearn isn't there, but I think that the Orioles have to do what's best for 2026. They cannot afford to be in a similar position next year with the talent they have to go into next year and not compete.
Sam Cohn from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us. Sam, you brought up Tomo Sugano a few minutes ago, and Jeremy said this way when the season started, when he had some success, that he's the type of pitcher that the league figures out. With the fact that he's a pitch-to-contact guy, do you think, in fact, that's where he is at this point of the season? The league has figured him out?
I do. And honestly, and that's exactly what Tony Mancelino had said last night, that it's location and command issues. But as much as anything, guys around the league have figured him out. And he's going to have to adjust. The pitching coaches are going to have to find ways for him to adjust. Because when his stuff is good, I mean, he throws strikes. He gave up two home runs last night, but in between that, the Rangers played a little bit of small ball, and they had runners on second and third and no outs. And Tomo really got himself into a sticky situation, and then he struck out two guys right away. So it's clear, like, there's still something there. Like, it's not like he's just completely unraveling, but he can't be making those kinds of mistakes. Earlier in the season, he was the guy. There was no one on this pitching staff better at flushing innings. He was the guy who could give up a home run, who could give up a run or two, and come back the next inning and be sharp. He's got a lot of maturity in that sense. He's played a lot of pro baseball in his life and has had a long career. So you expect that from a guy like that. But yeah, to your point, I think we're looking at a guy who the league has figured out, and he either makes adjustments or it only gets worse from here.
I know this is opinion based, but since we were talking a trade deadline approaching, and that's what everybody wants to talk about, do you think the Orioles are only moving guys with expiring contracts? Do you think there's a chance, like Felix Bautista's name was brought up, that they could get a lion's share for him? Do you think it gets that crazy, or are we just looking at maybe some smaller moves to add for next year?
No, I don't think it gets that crazy, but I think you're looking at a handful of I don't love to use the word smaller, because getting rid of guys like Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn doesn't feel small, but to your point, those are guys that you can't just lose them in free agency. They're probably going to get a decent amount of value out of their bullpen. That's probably the other place outside of Felix Bautista. A guy like Sir Anthony Dominguez is the first one that comes to mind. He's been pretty sharp the last month or so. So I think the two heads of the snake, and then you're probably looking at the bullpen to try to get some value back for either the back half of this year or going into next year.
There he is. He is Sam Cohn from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Sam, tell our listeners how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Sam D. Cohn, SamDCohn. I think that's my Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Please follow me.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057.
They were Cones.
We're going to have Jerry Bimbry from The Undefeated on to talk NBA, largely about what's going on with the Knicks. But Dump Truck Don has been waiting patiently for his comment about the Knicks. What's up, Don?
I love you guys. Thank you for getting to me.
Thank you, sir.
The whole thing, the Knicks, I believe they messed up royally by hiring Mike Brown. Not that he's a bad coach, but they could have made history. They could have made money and a lot more fans if they'd hired Dawn Staley as their head coach. The first female coach in NBA history. She's won the NCAA Women's Tournament. She's been a great player. She could have revitalized that whole thing. Mike Brown is going to be fired in a year and a half.
I think Becky Hammon, who was dubbed to be the first female NBA coach, I think she left and went to WNBA because
The guy's
she felt
to
it ain't going to happen. Exactly.
It is a huge problem. And when we talk about misogyny and all the things that go on, this is a, you know, you look at these sports as a man's sport. And when you get a woman coach or a woman manager, let's say if it was baseball, they know just as much as anyone else.
They do.
It's just for some reason, there's not that respect factor. And when you get to that point of that pinnacle of sports where you're the best in the world, you're in the best league, and then all of a sudden you got Dawn Staley coming in. I mean, I'm sure Jalen Brunson is going to tip the cap and respect her and some of those guys. But if you don't agree with what she's saying.
Yeah, you're going to challenge her.
You're making more. You've made way more money. I don't even say more accomplished because she's one of my favorite players of
all. She's more accomplished than all of them.
Because I think the world of her. I think she could be a great coach. I just don't know if the players would acquiesce to it.
This is not me doubting her skills or Becky Hammon's skills.
Me either.
This is me saying those cats ain't listening. If you're a follower and nobody's following you, you're just taking a walk. That's what she would be doing, taking a walk. What are your 4th of July holiday plans? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. We're on the other side. We'll continue this talk about the NBA. Maybe even ask Jerry Bimbry about that. He joins us up next on The Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, from the undefeated, he is Jerry Bimbry. Jerry, good morning to you.
What's up, Rob? What's going on? How you doing?
All right, man. Since our resident Knicks fan is on vacation this week, we had to give you a call.
Oh, man.
I made a comment to my coworkers that the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau and hired the black Tom Thibodeau. I think both of them are good coaches, but I don't think you upgraded and you didn't bring in a guy who says this is how you win an NBA championship.
Yeah, I'm not totally happy with this signing as a Knicks fan, but I think he's different from Thibodeau. I think that he likes to play a more up-tempo game, you know, from his time with the Warriors and, you know, his first year with the Kings. His team in his first year in Sacramento had the best offensive efficiency in league history. They had 118 points per 100 possessions, but then it went downhill after that. But he's also demanding of defense of his players. And Mike will also call guys out, which is a rarity in today's NBA. So, you know, we'll see what happens because he's going to have to demand Carl Anthony Towns to play defense. He's going to have to put Jalen Brunson in a mindset of putting more effort defensively on the floor. And so we'll see how it all pans out. I mean, the Knicks want to win a championship soon. The window widened in offseason with Halliburton getting hurt. You know, Miles Turner is now outside of Indiana. You know, the injuries in Boston. And Boston dismantling their team because of the injury to Tatum. So it's wide open in the East right now. And, you know, the Knicks have as good a shot as any if the coach can get those messages through to the players.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what Nick Nurse and Tom Thibodeau, because of those two guys over the past few years, we've had Raptors and Knicks all in the top five of minutes played, the entire teams, man. So maybe cutting back on that will help out at some at the end of the year, work with a bench a bit. But I'm interested in what you think of Milwaukee. What happened with Lillard? Where he ends up? Does Giannis get traded? What are your thoughts?
I think this is all being done to please Giannis, to get him to stay, these moves that are happening. Now, Damian, I wasn't – let's not get this wrong. Damian has always been a great scorer in the NBA. I wasn't a fan of the deal because him coming to Milwaukee because I didn't think that he could really help that squad. You know, Damian's a guy that just, you know, he launches shots in big numbers and gets big points. But I don't think he's necessarily helped anybody on his team get better. And so there was no way he was going to help that Milwaukee squad get better. And you know, now he's got the injury, so you know, I can understand the Bucks just kind of say, hey, you know, we're going to pay you out the rest of your contract and go elsewhere while we try to rebuild. And so that's what the Bucks are trying to do right now.
Jerry Bimbry joins us from the undefeated Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Speaking of trying to keep a superstar, is that what the Lakers are trying to do? Are they trying to keep LeBron James, or are they turning the page and saying, Luka, this is your team? Or, as Jeremy would say, are both true?
I think they're both true. I think they're trying to keep LeBron. I'm sure Luka is somewhere this offseason working out with LeBron to get himself in better shape. So he
I heard he's in great shape, like
season.
The best of his life, Jerry.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I always hear these stories, you know, in off season. I see these guys in the gym launching shots. You know, when Melo played, it was always, every summer Melo was always looking good at the gym. And then when the season came around, it was just like, oh man. But Luka has to make that commitment, because Luka has been one of the top 10 players in the league for the last few years. But he's, in terms of being in shape, I wouldn't put him in the top 50. And so if Luka can get to that level of commitment to say, I'm going to be in great shape and playing against one of the best players in NBA history, playing alongside, and we have a legitimate shot to do something. If he's got that commitment, I think the Lakers can do well next year. I don't think they're winning a championship, but they can be better than what they were.
I think he's
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think he's just opening up Luka's hookah out in Texas. He's got all these hookah bars he's going to start doing and just hanging out. But, I mean, it's interesting what's going on, Jerry. And again, like, would you think I was crazy if I told you the Orlando Magic would be the best team in the East next year?
No, I wouldn't think you're crazy. I think the East is going to be wide open. And Orlando showed signs a year ago of just having a nice little nucleus, and they're going to grow an offseason. I'm going to get back to the Lakers for a second.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
DeAndre Ayton, that's going to be a questionable deal, because this guy has lacked commitment. I guess he had a great skill set in college, but I didn't see that skill set translating to the NBA, and it never did. So I think that's going to be a questionable move for LA to bring him into the fold. And we'll see how that happens. We'll see what kind of commitment he has, because he is a me first kind of guy. And he's going to have to play more of a team concept right now. So we'll see how that shakes out.
It's E-Andre Ayton, right? No D. Dude's falling in love with porn stars. Somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and say, grow up.
Jerry Bembry. Jerry, before we let you go, a listener called in a little while ago. And he said he thought the Knicks were missing an opportunity. They could have made history by hiring Dawn Staley. Now, I'm not asking you about what you think about Dawn Staley coaching for the Knicks. I am asking you this. Do you think the NBA as a world, as a society, can handle a female head coach? Becky Hammond she was going to be the first. She bailed with the WNBA. And I often said I thought she did that because she didn't think it would work out in the NBA.
Yeah, you know what? I think that at some point in the future, we will see a woman's coach. Dawn Staley, I mean, weigh it now. So you're at South Carolina. You're making one of the top salaries in women's college basketball. You have zero pressure down in South Carolina. And you're attracting the best talent in the nation.
You created the culture.
Right. And so you go to New York, where the pressure is on from day one, right? And you walk in and the media is different, and nobody's, bowing down to you. And you got to win now. And that's pressure. And I can see why, even if the Knicks had an interest, why she would have said no. And so it's got to be the right situation for a women's coach to make it in NBA. And maybe it's a great women's coach going to a climate like Utah or Sacramento, or a smaller market area where the pressures aren't as built up. Now, there's going to be the pressure to win, but it won't be the media pressure that overwhelms you. And so I think that day is coming. I just think it's got to be the right place and the right time.
Jerry, how good can the Spurs be?
Oh, they're going to be great. The Spurs are going to be, threatening in the Western Conference. They have to make the adjustment with the new coach, but they did that over the course of last season. And anytime you have Wemby on your roster, you are going to be a special team.
Jerry Bembry, you working on anything you care to tell us about, Jerry?
I'm working on going on vacation. I'm getting to get out of Dodge. So that's the next move starting next week.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Europe, actually. Going to Europe.
I went to Ireland not that long ago. It was great.
Nice. I'm looking forward to having a good time. Going and going to spend some time at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam.
So, there you go.
Always wanted to do it, so looking forward to it.
Love it.
Jerry, thanks a lot for your time, as always, my friend.
Enjoy, Jerry.
All right. Guys, thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Want to hear your 4th of July plans. We'll do that at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, we're going to talk about a youth baseball coach that got naked and then got fired. What the hell are you doing, buddy? We're also going to get, I love these people that get scammed and they're like, I can't believe this happened, but they're getting scammed by AI. Why are people so stupid to think a celebrity would contact you and want to
Oh, really? Oh, that kind of scam.
Okay, my God. We're going to talk about that and more coming up in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan. All right, we're going to get stupid. Some interesting things here. I know you like kind of dining out the same way I do. Like,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean,
love it.
On occasion, and you treat your servers nice.
Absolutely.
Bartenders, whoever it may be. Well, the New York Post had a story out saying that servers get irritated over a lot of things, some simple things that you might go, huh? And reading this story here, they said that one of the things is asking servers for things like, can I please have extra napkins? Can I get a lemon wedge? Meaning, I don't think asking for those things, ask for them all at once instead of having them run back and forth, if you know what that is and if you know what you need. But this one, they call it one-timing. While each request is reasonable on its own, one timing can significantly disrupt the server's flow and add stress to an already busy shift. First off, servers, waitresses, waiters, they're all underpaid. That's stupid ass. Here's $2 for you an hour or whatever it was before, and you're living off tips, and people aren't required to give you tips. A lot of people are cheap. A lot of people are cheap. And if you've ever worked in the industry for tips, but how do you get upset at somebody for requesting something? Like, you're a server. You're there to serve.
Yes. What if I didn't think about it? What if I flip it on you and say, well, why wasn't those items there in the first place?
Yeah.
Why weren't they there?
Now I will say
this. How about you ask me if I wanted them before I ask you?
If the same person is asking for stuff over and over and over again, over and over and over, then yeah, I understand that. But I didn't get this story at first, like reading it, because like they were just talking about on busy shifts, how much it can just throw off your timing. But a whole article on this for people asking you for things that they need? I don't know. It just seemed dumb to me. I wanted to bring it up to you and see what you thought because.
No, give me five of them.
What? Five what?
Things that they listed. They listed anything?
Oh, yeah. Look, again, asking for napkins, asking for a lemon wedge to go with your drink, asking for extra things like silverware or other condiments that aren't at the table that you didn't see. It's not about asking for the things. Mm-hmm. It's just about asking for them. You know, like it's somebody at the table goes, hey, can I get another Coke? And you're like, sure. And you go back and you bring the Coke back and the guy next to him goes, oh, yeah, I need a water. And you go back. Like sometimes it's just going to happen because of timing.
I hear you. I'm sorry. That goes with the territory.
That's what I believe.
And then you turn around, you say you want a good tip. Well, you know, it comes with the territory, man. That's your job.
That's what I believe, too. Now I'm going to go to the old trusty phone since my computer decides to freeze during this whole damn thing. Can we get new computers here at some point? Just something that wasn't made in the 70s. I mean, this sucks. Every effing day, the computer freezes during this segment. Every day.
Maybe it's you.
It drives me nuts.
Maybe it just doesn't like you.
And that trash-ass website.
Yeah. What, New York
Post?
How
many ads are on that thing?
What?
It's ridiculous.
It shouldn't matter. It's
stupid
one,
rag.
It's one click. All right. I want to get
into this. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe.
I hate the New York Post. It's awful.
You know what
ladies
we should do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe again.
We should isolate every time Joe says he hates something and replay it at the end of
that'd
the
be
year.
That'd be a four-hour show.
Hate.
All right. One of the other stories I had here was about the youth baseball coach. You ever been to Cooperstown? Anybody here? I've been there.
Yeah, a couple times.
If you played there.
I never had the privilege of playing there.
I didn't, but my kids played. But this was an upstate New York tournament. I don't know. It doesn't say if it was. Yeah, it was Cooperstown. One of the coaches, after all the kids were done playing, got naked and went out and started running the bases and doing stuff
like
on the field.
Like define naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Like buck naked?
Yes, birthday suit.
Oh, man.
Video circulating online shows the unidentified coaches from Lake Bluff, Illinois, stripping down under the field lights while their team was in Cooperstown for a tournament last weekend. One of the coaches was bearing it all, slides headfirst into home plate as stunned children laugh. Oh my God, one child exclaims, and another one gasps, what the hell? Is he naked? Like, in what world?
I wouldn't even do that amongst adults.
Please tell me that there was a mental break during this. And what, you got 12-year-old kids.
If it wasn't, you better say it was.
12-year-old kids. It's just unbelievable.
I wouldn't even do that in front of adults, man. I forget it.
Well, I would.
What makes you do that?
I mean, I would. I just hide your kids. Get the ladies out of here. Guys, check this out. No, I ain't running around naked. You got to have something to show off. We are treating this matter with the utmost seriousness and have contacted relevant authorities. We will continue to support those authorities in their investigation of the matter. That's from the LBYBA from North Chicago. That's their league. But again, like, where does it cross your mind that this is okay? Like, in any facet, if you've ever coached kids, these could be like, you know, college kids, and I'd still say you're an idiot for doing this. You know what I mean? Like, but 12-year-olds, dude, not 8-year-olds. All right, this last story is, I mean, this is the epitome of why we do the world of stupid.
Yes. Give it to us.
This cat who... He thought he was talking to Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my gosh!
Look at the AI pic here. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see that? So like,
yeah, I see it.
And look, if I looked at this pic, I would have told you it was fake. Of her, it looks like someone superimposed a head and put it on someone else's body, holding a sign that says "I love you." And so this guy thought Jennifer Aniston actually reached out to him on the internet to tell him she loves him. He was cruelly conned out of 200 euros by what he believed was a heartfelt message from Jennifer Aniston. Now I understand why guys think strippers love them. I mean, what an idiot.
Listen, I don't need, if there really was a picture of Jennifer Aniston, we know she's not calling you to tell you she loves you.
How about the woman that she got bilked out of a ton of money thinking she was dating Brad Pitt? And then, like, if you...
Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, see a theme? I think they're in on it.
Angelina Jolie just called me.
I think they're in on it.
Yeah, but Paul Davis, 43, from Southampton, fell victim to a disturbing new wave of artificial intelligence. the unemployed man who suffers from depression said he was relentlessly targeted by AI-generated videos, including one that appeared to feature Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, and even beloved sitcom star Jennifer Aniston. We said this years ago. Artificial intelligence, as much as everybody loves it, I think it's going to ruin the world, man. I think for all the great things you can do with it, there's just too many awful things that happen.
I think that's anything. All the great things you can do with a lot of things, awful things.
Yeah,
but I'm with you. That has some...
Rob, somebody can take a video of you, put you in a porn, and make it look like it's actually you. They can... How about the damn principal at, what was it, Pikesville?
Yeah. Somebody, almost lost his career.
Because it sounded like him. Yep. It was AI. Like, you, the first thing we said is, oh, yeah, come on, dude. It's AI. You're the, now this is going to be, oh, it was AI. Yeah. Okay. Like, it's scary as hell. And if you guys have seen any of the videos that are out there that have done AI or even the audio that comes across, it's going, I mean, it's very believable. But if you're some dude that's unemployed in England, Jennifer Aniston ain't contacting you to start dating her. And she's definitely not asking you for money, you doofus. That's your world of stupid.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Getting back to Jeremy Kahn at 9:30 for his daily line, but on the other side, tomorrow is the 4th of July. What are your holiday plans? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.